Schüsse. Talk a little about Pesach, about Leinu Teuva. Pesach says the Pesach Hashem on a Pesach. One of the Pshatim, the Pesach Hashem, Rashi learns the Hashem is going to have Rachmanis, going to have mercy. On a Pesach, there's a Pesach, there's a door. There's a door to go into the bayis, the door is a way to go into the bayis, there's a house. There's a concept of bayis, a bayis shel kedusha. And in the bayis, where Klal were, they were saved from the Makkah of Mitzrayim. Shepasach al-Botei b'nei Yisrael, the Ben Shalom skipped over, passed over the houses of Klal Yisrael. Everyone that was in the bayis, and the bayis had a Pesach, and the Pesach, they put the Dan Pesach on the bayis as a signal that that's a bayis of Yisrael, it's a bayis of Yisrael. And this bayis of Yisrael, there's no makas prayers. Pesach Hashem al Pesach. When she saved Klal Yisrael, everyone that dwelled inside of this bayis went out of Mitzrayim. And outside of the bayis was the plague, the makas prayers. So we have to be masber this inyan of this bayis of Yisrael. Generally speaking, it means that external, it means chitzonis, and there's pnimis. Pnimis is called the bayis, inside, and there's inside and there's the outside. Person is composed of two parts, two yitzirs, as I would say. Yitzir Loel Mazer, Yitzir Loel Mabo. Two people. It's not one person, it's two people. There's a guf and a neshama. The neshama is the pnimis part of the Adam, and the guf, the gashmi, is the external part, the chitzonis of the Adam. And it's two people. Basic idea of the pshata, even. Of the inner Yetzias Mitzrayim, a very strong word, a Musar idea, an Avodas Hashem, and the inner of understanding the whole tikkun of the person, the tikkun amidos. Person has to realize that there are two people inside him, there's the real person. And it's the outside person. He's not the real Adam. Chitzonis. Tzaddikim also have, at least maybe Tzaddikim or not, but even big Oved Hashem, people, big Yirei Hashem, Oved Hashem, and Tzaddikim, as long as it's not much Tzaddikim maybe. Also have all the Yetzirahs, also have a lot of Yetzirahs. Take example, let's say, Yetzirah of Gaiva. Yetzirah of Gaiva, arrogance, Gaiva, haughtiness, about Gaiva. So, when a person, which you could call Lo Yavodei, not a real Oved Hashem, when he has a certain bizoy, people amavaza, degrade him. They have the people degrade his cover, his honor, his esteem. They put him to shame. So, and they will have a tendency to take revenge, you know, stick up for themselves, take revenge on being bevazed the other person, scream at him, hate him, whatever. Comes from that bad feeling that they have, you know. I was degraded, my honor was put to null, to nothing, I'm nothing. But maybe the Hashem thinks like this. You know, I'm suffering my whole life, I'm suffering from this outside Adam, which surrounds me, and he's arrogant, he's a Balgaiva. And I'm fighting with him all my life. Now the Rebbe Shalom helped me that someone came and took revenge of this outside Adam Shemi that's my enemy that's fighting with me all my life. I'm a chai. Very good. I feel very good. I'm taking myself. I'm very happy that someone takes revenge of this Balgaiva. And this Balgaiva suffers. I'm a chai. Very good that he suffers. He suffers. I have a nekama now. I have a big nekama, a feeling of nekama. Very good. Let's say a person is jealous. He suffers from jealousy. Well, he's jealous, and he always has a competition with his rival, and everyone tries to outdo the other one, and he's jealous of the other one's success, whatever. And it happens to be that his competition, his rival, you know, succeeds in a very great success. And she can't sleep from jealousy, from kinnah. He can't look at it, you know, he has to go for help. He has to go to help. He can't be silent. No, he's my competition. I'm always fighting with him. I want to outdo him. And he's succeeding in an unexpected way, Mamish, in a very great way. So Elohi thinks that I'm a chai. Okay, I'm suffering from this jealous person that surrounds me all day, fights with me all day. So now I have an accommodate him. Let him be jealous. Let him suffer. It's going to help me to win my fight. You know, he gets lowered down. So now my true Adam is going to win now. But what happens is that the Yetzirah, it's called Paro, enslaves the person so much. It's like we have a Mitzrayim, Goy, the care of Goy. So we're so much enslaved in Mitzrayim, like Chazal say, Uber, they may imoy, like a Uber in the womb of his mother. And in other words, they didn't realize that there's something else than Mitzrayim. They thought they are Mitzrayim. The person that's jealous and the person that's Balgaiva thinks that he's the Balgaiva and he's jealous. He doesn't know about his true Adam, which is enslaved in this external Adam, which is not himself. He thinks he's the one that has this Yetzirah. He's not the one. He suffers from him. So Yetzias Mitzrayim means Ani Yotze B'Soch Mitzrayim. The Rebbe Shem came out, became revealed in Mitzrayim, came into Mitzrayim. Also means that the Chelik L'Kayim Amal, the Neshama, the real Ani of the person goes out from the bondage of Mitzrayim. He's in the bondage in the outside person, the external person, that's not himself, and he doesn't even know that he's ever the Mitzrayim. He thinks that he himself is Mitzrayim. And now he becomes free of that bondage, and an ani yoytze b'soch Mitzrayim. This real ani of the person comes out in the open, and now he realizes that he's not the one that has all these bad midos. He's someone else. He's only in bondage by him. And now he starts serving Hashem, starts to be Ovid Hashem with that realization, and goes out and is Misachin the midos, the Yemei HaSfira, until he is Zoicha to the Gemara Tikkun, which is called Poskei Zahamosam, to the Zahamosam Nachash, gets purified. The Gomer, the Tareinu, the Kachainu, the Ketushas Cholyan, and now by Matan Torah, he is pure the Gomer. But first, the beginning of the Avodah is Ani Yoytzei B'Sach Mitzrayim. The beginning of the Avodah, he has to realize that he is not the one that's in Mitzrayim. He's not Mitzrayim. He is in Mitzrayim, but he's not Mitzrayim. So once he frees himself from that bondage, now he can start working in the Emeya sphere and working on Chesed, working on Gvura, working on all the Midas Toivas and Tareinu, Kachenu, until he becomes purified, and now he finishes his season trial. But the first phase of his season trial is first that you should know that you, till now, you're in Mitzrayim, and it's not you, it's someone else. It's called Para, it's called Mitzrayim, that enslaves you until you forget your own identity. So that's one of the idea of the Indian, of the Pnimius that becomes revealed by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the bias, the Pnimius of the person. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam takes out the Pnimius of the person out of Mitzrayim. So generally speaking, Pnimius means everything that has to do with neshama, ruchnis, all the senses, all the ruchnis, the senses, you could hear, you could see, you could talk, everything in a neshamadic way, like a neshama does it. But we are clothed in the guf, and we have to purify the guf and lift up the guf to the madrega, to the level of the neshama. But pnimis means that you're living, in other words, in short, you're living chai in neshama, you're living life of neshama. You're living here on neshama, which is clothed in the guf, which has to purify the guf, but you're essentially on neshama, and you're living chai in neshama. So now that means you're under the rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're under the domain of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You're in the property of Hashem. You're in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's house. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam watches over that house. You're under the Hashgacha of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Rebbeinu Shel Olam watches you. Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives you what you need because you're in his domain. You're in his rishus. You have to purify your whole rishus, your whole bias, from chametz and soir. Take out everything from your rishus. Kol chamir v'chamid ikib rishusi, have a hafker, should be hafker. Doesn't belong in this rishus. This rishus is a rishus which doesn't have no chametz, doesn't have no soir. It's the rishus of Hashem. It's the place where Hashem watches over it. It's the property, it's the rishus hayachad of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So your mitar, your rishus, and make it into rishus hayochet. You make it into the house of Hashem, the place where Hashem is the baal habayis. He's the owner. It's his properties. It's his house. So being under the rishus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is like. Like the good moshefer is like the tzayin of the Korban Pesach. We take tzayin, mishku, k'chu lechem tzayin, shachtu apasach. Tzayin, there's tzayin, and there's another animal which is. Person uses a lot and eats it a lot. It's called a shor. There's a shor and there's a tzayin. Chazal say, there's Adam, Atam Kriyam Adam. You are Adam. I'm not called Adam, but you are Adam. And Chazal used the pasuk. It says, Atenu, tzayini, you are my tzayin. Odomata. You are Odom because you are my tzayin. You are my sheep. You are my sheep, so you are Odom. There's a drasha which Chazal say by Hilchus when it says in a bur, the Nafal Shama, it's going to fall there, Shur or Chamar. So Chazal say Shur, but lo yada. Shur is not Adam. Just like Chazal say on Tzayin, that a Tzayin is Adam, but Tain of Tzayin, Tzayin Marisi, Adam Adam. Chazal say Shur, Shur is not Adam. It's not Adam. In other words, Tzayin is a mashal on Klal Yisrael, which is like Se'echad Ben Ayin Zeivim, one sheep between 70 wolves. Because a Tzayin is really helpless. Doesn't have no real natural power to protect itself. There's a lot of Chayis Roz, wild animals, wolves, and other wild animals that could attack the Tzayin, and the Tzayin is really helpless. Doesn't have the natural protection, koiches of protecting itself. So how do the Tzayin exist? The Tzayin need a shepherd. The Tzayin need a shepherd. And Tzayin have a certain attraction to the Adam, to their shepherd. Hashem Roy, the bunch is my Roy, it's a Moshe. There's a certain chen, a certain, I can't remember the right word exactly, charm, he called me, a certain chen, that the Adam has Rachmanis on the Tzayin, the Roy is attached to his Tzayin, he has Rachman on the Tzayin. The Tzayin have the ability to be Ma'ira, to bring out the Rachman, which the shepherd has on his tzayin, and there's a very close attachment between the tzayin and the shepherd. So a certain, you call it a certain love, a certain nafshistik attachment, the tzayin are led by the roya. They have been talking on the roya. They know that the roya is going to watch them. That's the whole mizmor of Dovid HaMelech, Hashem roya lo yachsa. He makes himself as a moshe, like he's the tzayin and the benjamin is his roya. Shem roya, the benjamin is my roya. Roya. The tzayin says, I'm not missing nothing. Everything is good. I have betachon. My roya is going to protect me. Benoist desha, he's going to lead me in a nice desha, pasture, nice pasture. Benoist desha, yabetzeinu. May menucha is yon aleinu. May menucha is drink water. Come ki eil begeitz amavus. Even I'll go begeitz amavus. We'll be surrounded with a lot of dangerous animals, dangerous beasts. Leirara, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of anything. Ki alto imodi, you're with me. You're with me. I'm not afraid of anything. When I only see your staff, your stick, shiftecha. Even if I don't see you, but I see your shiftecha. Hey, the source of betochen, of happiness, of emuna, you know, nothing is missing. Shifta, hey, nachmuna. So nothing is missing. I'm a tzayin of Hashem. Tzayin have attraction to the roya, even though the roya is Adam. He's not an animal. He's an Adam. He's much higher than that. And of course, the tzayin don't understand the adam; they're not more than animal, but they have an attraction to them. This attraction is called amuna. They believe in their roi. They have amuna in their roi. They have a certain natural, instinctive attraction to the roi. And counterwise, the roi has attraction to the tzayin. And that's the whole protection. That's the whole protection of the tzayin. Shor has its own power. He could protect himself. Shor is very strong. Shor has horns, and he's strong, and he's powerful, and he could protect himself. An Adam that's called a Shor means the person that, he thinks at least, I could take care of myself. Powerful. Also, a person who uses not the munah, but uses his intellect thinks he understands everything, and by knowing everything, he has the know-how, so he knows how to take care, how to be successful and everything. He has the science, he has the know-how, he has everything. He could take care of himself. So Chazal tell us that's not Adam. Adam, who thinks that he could take care of himself, and he thinks that makes him for Adam, because he has the intellect, he has the know-how, he has the chachma, he knows to take. He's not a real Adam. He's not Adam. Sure is not Adam. Sure is eventually going to fall into a burr. He's going to fall into a ditch, and he wouldn't be able to get out of it. V'nofel shom v'shoyer chamoy. Adam is a tzoyin, that's Adam. A tzoyin is Adam. Tzoyin is attracted to the roi, and that's a real Adam. Adam ki yom is ba'oyel, there's where Chazal darshan, this Roshan, that Adam kriyim Adam, that's not matam ba'oyel, Akam is not matam ba'oyel, only Adam, Adam kriyim Adam. This is a pasuk that says in the Parashas Paradum, this is Torah Adam ki yom is ba'oyel. Paraduma is a kapara on the chet ha'egel. The chet ha'egel is the chet of a shor. They made a shor into the Avodah Zarah. Shor is Avodah Zarah. Shor is called, like we said before, a person who says koyach v'yotzev yadi. He can take care of himself. He's a bal koyach. He knows, he's going to have parnasi, he's going to make a living, he's going to be successful with his own kaya. It's called Avodah Zarah. It's the beginning of Avodah Zarah. As I'll always say, that shor is a kaya hamalacha. That's the halacha is that if you steal a shor and you sell it or you shecht it, you have to pay 5 shors, but sign only 4. So what's the difference? Because shor is a koyach hamalacha, that's why you have to pay more for it, because it's a malacha. Malacha has to do with shor. Malacha means you do malacha, you work, and through your work, the toil of your hands, you work, you'll be able to take care of yourself. If you think so, it's a wages are. It's a paraduma comes to your mechaper on the chait of a wages are. Yivonah said to Klal Yisrael, "Kisu lechem akeren asher." The Yivonah are the ones that think that with their wisdom they could make the world succeed. Come, make a successful world through their wisdom, which is called Chachmas Chitzonis, Chachmas Yavam, science, Chachmas Yavam. They told Klal Yisrael, "Kisu lechem, write on the keren asher, she'ein lechem chelik b'lekai Yisrael." So we take the paraduma. The paraduma comes to purify from this chait of Avodah Zarah, of this inyan for sure. You have to burn it. You have to make eifer. You have to make it into ash, and you have to change it over completely. One of the halachas of paraduma that you shouldn't do a malacha with paraduma. Paraduma is something la'oyel la'oyel. There's no malacha. If it's malacha, it's Avodah Zarah. Gematria, ain't tzav, Chazal say, ain't tzav el Avodah Zarah. Tzav is gematria malacha, and that's malacha, that's as to the Avodah Zarah. We don't get parnasa through malacha. Malacha is only a veil, a levush of teva, but we get parnasa through amuna. Through amuna we have Hashem roi, Bresh is the roi, lo yachsa. So, by this parsha, paraduma, the Torah says, in other words, paraduma is something that you can't understand. With the seichel of Yavan, with the seichel Agashmi, you could understand it through the seichel Anshama, which is built on Amuna, on a different type of a seichel which Amuna means you're attracted to Ruchnius, you're attracted to Neshama. Then you enter a different world, a world of a different way of thinking. Thinking with Asagas Elokus, thinking with Neshama. Then you could be masked the Tam of Paradum. Like this Paradum has no reason, has no Tam. It's mamish the opposite of Chachmas Yavam. Chachmas Yavam is the intellect of the Gashmis, the intellect which seeks to have an external reason for everything. Paradum is a kapara for that. Kapara comes to be mechapa on that. And you burn this para and you change it over and you make it ash. And then you'll be masuk the choik of paradum. That's a choik. It's higher than the gashmistic way of thinking. So in connection to that, the Torah says, Zoisa Torah, this Torah, which is called paraduma, teaches you that Adam, Kiyamas Ba'ayel, Atem Kriyam Adam, you're Adam, you're not a Shah, you're Adam. And the only way you understand Torah, you understand this choik of paraduma, is your memes atzma b'holosh on Torah. Memes atzma b'holosh on Torah, in a deeper sense, means you'll be mevatel, your seich lagashmi to the seich la Torah. You'll have a serious nefesh. You have the amuna that's going to be mevatel and burn this parah into Efer, and then you'll have a new Seichel, which is called Seichel HaTorah, which is called Zois HaTorah. Adam, you're Adam. Umisayim are not Adam, you're a Tzoyim. You're Adam. And therefore, Adam ki yomus boy. This is the oil that we're talking about. The oil of this bias, this pnimius, this bias that we're talking about. So we enter this bias, we enter this house, which is called the Pnimistic house. And this house, the Rosh Hashanah is the Roya. And the Roya is attached to Tzoyin. He has mercy on the Tzoyin. You know, Dovid HaMelech is Roya. He was always a Roya. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Roya. A Roya because he has Rachmanus on the Tzoyin. And he brings out the Rachmanus that the Rebbe Shalom has on Klal Yisrael. That's what Moshe told the Zekeinim. Mishchu k'chu lechem tzayin. He told the Zekeinim, he told them, Mishchu, Chazal say, Mishchu yideichem abayizor, k'chu lechem tzayin, and take for yourself tzayin. Zokei stands for Rachman. Zokei Mole Rachman. And Rachman means, you know, the Bench has Rachmanus on you. And so you have Betochen. You have Betochen in the Rachman of the Bench. You're under the shoes of the Bench. In a deeper sense, the meaning of Amunah, the only of Seichel HaTorah, is something which normally it wouldn't have no connection to a Nivra, to any Nivra, to any person, any creation. It's a Seichel HaLakai, it's a divine Seichel. It's a higher Seichel. Torah is Shashuam of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's a Seichel HaNeshama. It's a seichel. The Malachim wanted to have the Torah. The Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't give them the Torah. To have any connection to Dveikus Abayir, to Hasagas Elokus, it's a nes. A Nivra would never have such a connection. Never, especially a neshama which is in a guf, and he has to teach the guf too. Hasagas Elokus. He has to teach that the guf, the whole person as a whole, with the guf, should be attached to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, should have dveikus in the Rebbeinu Shlomo, should have amunah in the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That comes only because the Rebbeinu Shlomo has rachmanus on the Adam, and it gives him something which is much higher than his normal ability, than his normal capacity. It's the Rachmanus of Hashem, which the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachman enabled the person to have Emunah. That's why when there was the Kapar and the Chet Ha'egel, the Baruch Shalom was Megalah to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachman. Once the Baruch Shalom is Megalah, the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachman, we go out of the clip of Avodah Zarah, because one, the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachman are the Rachmanus of the Baruch Shalom to teach us Emunah, to teach us something which is higher than the intellect of a person. And someone who has betachen Hashem, and someone who knows about, he relies on the Rachmanus of the Rebbein Shalom, so then he's ma'ur, the Rebbein should have that Rachmanus, and teach him the Seich LaTorah, the Seich LaLakai, the Seich LaTorah. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Zakenim, because Zakenim is Zokim Malarachim. Mishchu means get attracted to the Rebbein Shalom. Mishchu, like a magnet, a magnetic effect to be attracted to the shayrish. Mishchu, in chilucham and chulucham tzoyin, take tzoyin, which this tzoyin is attracted to the roya, and take this tzoyin, and this tzoyin is the marshal on Klal Yisrael, batenu tzoyin yitzoyin maris, and this is going to be the Karban Pesach. We come into the Rishus of Hashem in Pesach. The Pesach opens, the Baruch Shem opens up the Pesach. After Churban Beis Hamikdash, Chazal say, Kolon Shorim Nanalu, all the Shorim are closed. Shari Dima, the Shorim of tears, Lo Nanalu, are never closed. With tears, in other words, with tears means arousing the Rachmanus of the Rebbein Shalom. It's called tears. The crime is that you ma'ir rachma shemai. These tears are never closed. There's a klal. Shar the ma'iris lo nal. Pesach Hashem ala Pesach. The Bereshit has rachmanus, has rachman, opens up this Pesach, because this Pesach is for tears, this Pesach is never closed. And tears are in it which are ma'ir rachma. Say a story of the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav never gave an hamlotza. I don't know exactly in English you call it hamlotza. For someone wants to make money, so he has a letter. It's called hamlotza. That should give him tzedakah. Should give him money. Brisker never gave an hamlotza for anyone. Because he was like a very strong Ishamas, didn't know how could he tell people to give money to him. He's not exactly sure if this person is a real honey, he really needs it, or he can't do it, doesn't have a different way of panosim. The Amas of the Brisker Rav didn't allow him to give Ksav Amlotz of anyone. There was a cloud, but still maybe gave the Amlotz. Once a collector came to Chutzlars, came to America, and had an hamlotza from the Brisker Rav. So people knew the Brisker Rav told him, Brisker doesn't give an hamlotza. So he said, no, Brisker gave me an hamlotza. And Master Shai gave me an hamlotza. Okay. So one person of these Talmidim, the Brisker Rav, happened to be in Eretz Yisrael, and asked the Brisker Rav, the Rav gave an hamlotza to this person, the Rav never gives an hamlotza. So the Brisker answered, what could I do? He cried. I don't have gedorim, but of tears I'm not a balbos anymore. If someone cries, I have no klolim, there's no klol, there's no anhogim once someone cries. So the Brisker had a shit on everything. You know, when it comes to tears, there's no klol. When it comes to tears, so Shaar the Moors, no knowledge. Shaar the Moors are not closed. You can always be Moir Rachma, Rachma Einam Kolam. You can always be Moir Rachma Shemaim, and then the Pesach opens for you, and then it's Pesach Hashem, Allah Pesach. Because Rachma brings you into the Pesach, which is the Rishus of Hashem, And there, the Rebbein Shem watches over you. Le'e Shemurim Hi Hashem. The Rebbein Shem watches. It's the domain of Hashem. It's the property of Hashem. You're in this house, so He watches over you. Of course, this bias goes along with Klal Yisrael all the times. But Protius, every individual, in an individual way, as a Klal of Klal Yisrael, we came into the domain of Hashem on Pesach. On a deeper sense, it means like this. The real domain, the place of the Adam, the Mokai, which the Adam belongs, is the Gan Eden. And the Rebbein Shem chased him out of the Gan Eden, he rejected him from the Gan Eden. Like a Sheir, was Megarish the Adam from the Gan Eden. And you have to, and with the whole Indian of the Bechir of Klaisa, I wouldn't go Bariches in it. Only in the Klal Yisrael is like a tikkun on the chait of Adam Rishon. So in a certain way, everything that has to do with Kedusha of Klal Yisrael means going back to the Gan Eden. No comment of his medrash, but the Knesset, but the Midrashas is somewhat like a Gan Eden. The Beis HaMikdash, of course, was a main of the Gan Eden. You go and you enter the Gan Eden. That's the Olin of the Korban Pesach. Klal Yisrael went into the Azara, or Makar for Korban Pesach, and the doors of the Azara closed, and now the Dalsis Azara is the enter the Rishus of the Hashem, the Gan Eden, the place of Hashem. That's the Indian of the Kedushas Bechayr that we have on Pesach. Kedusha of Reishas. Bechayrim is the firstborn, the Reishas, the beginning. Beginning means the Sheresh, the source of everything in creation. Everything in creation has a certain Sheresh. And the Sheresh is called the Bechayr, the Sheresh. Zohar says that the Gan Eden is really in the middle of the world. And the middle of the Gan Eden is the Eitz HaChayim. And this Eitz HaChayim is called like the Sheresh of everything that exists in the world. The Persian gives life to everything. Everything has life. Depends which type of life, but life is the Sheresh of everything. Everything lives. You know, Apikabali, even not only things that Api science is called life, let's say plants or whatever, or animals, or, you know, Adam, of course, even a stone, even a rock has also life. Everything has life. But today, through the Chachm of Adam, you see the electrons and the neutrons out there. So you see that it has a certain life. Energy. A certain energy that comes from where it's somewhere. It's a certain life which gives it the energy. It's an old concept in Kabbalah that everything has life. And the source of life is called Eitz HaChayim. And true life means Dveikus and Rebbein Shlem. True life of everything means Nisham. Everything has a Nisham. Of course, Adam has a different type of a Nisham. Chelik L'Kayim Amal, we'll go into the difference, but Nisham, the life, is the shortage of everything. So that's called Bechor. Bechor means life. In Meis called Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim, the false Bechor, the false Reishis is Misa, and the real Bechor, and the real life, the real Reishis is Chai. Which is Chai, and there's also Bracha, like the Pasuk says on the Beis HaMikdash. Yisham Tziva Hashem Es HaBracha, Chai Ma'adoylam. Which is Chai, and there's Bracha. So that's the meaning of Baruch. Baruch is Oisiz Bechor. And Baruch is Gematria Eitz Chai. Lechayr, the Reishis is the Eitz Chai. Eitz Chai means that person realizes his real life, his neshama, his life, his dveikus, which is called Pchayr. You know that the Zohar says the Eitz Chaim connects Shemaim to Eretz. So it's sort of the channel that the Bereshit gives everything from Shemaim and brings it down to the Eretz as of a way, as of a channel through world. That's called the Derech Eitz Chaim, the way which is called the Eitz Chaim, which through that the Bereshit gives everything down to the earth, to earth, and then it gets spread out. Everyone to his own level has. He receives that chayim according to his level. But the source of the chayim is called the Eitz Chaim. So the Eitz Chaim is called Baruch. You're attracted to the Eitz Chaim. The attraction to the Eitz Chaim is like when someone makes a bracha. He says Baruch. And Baruch is the shafa of the version gives down to the world, which is called a bracha. Sham tziva Hashem is a bracha. When a person says amen, means he's attracted to the bracha. He's attracted to the bracha. He says amen at the bracha. This bracha is amos. And amen is a lashon amuna. Amen means amuna. I have amuna in that bracha. I'm a kabbal that bracha. I receive this bracha. I'm a recipient of this bracha. I answer on this bracha. I answer amen. It's true. I agree with this bracha. I'm a kabbal this bracha. You set up bracha, I agree to it. So amen really means someone who doesn't say baruch. He's not baruch, but at least he says amen on the bracha. He's attracted to the bracha. So amen, Chazal say, kol oina amen. Shar Ganeden. Ganeden is the place where the Eitz Chaim, where the Baruch is. There is Kisham Tziva Hashem Es Abracha. If you answer Amen, so you're attracted to this Baruch, so you open up the Shar Ganeden. The Shar Ganeden get open for you. It's literally, if you say a remez that you find in the Shulchan Aruch, the Hilchos Amen are Simon Kiv Kav Dalet, which is Gematria Eden, because Poischon Leishar Gan Eden. There are 12 Seifim in that Siman, because there's 12 Shar Gan Eden, negative 12 Shvatim, like you have 12 Chaloinas in the Beis HaMedrash, 12 Shorim. So this is Shar Gan Eden. Say this Ramesh is like this. There's Avram and there's Yitzchak. Chayim, that wouldn't be Masbanah, but Chayim is koil of two parts. That's the solution, Rabbah, Chayim. Chesed and Gevurah. I'll just say it very short. Ones that learn Chassidus or Kabbalah will understand it better, because every Chayim means breath of life. You're breathing, that's Chayim. So when you're Chayim, the breathing goes out and goes in, you know? Give out and you go in. When you take in, that's chesed, you mekabel this chesed, and when you go back, it's gevurah. It's you bring giving back this chai. So every chai is composed of two parts, of breathing in and breathing out, which is called two chai, chesed gevurah, Avram and Yitzchak. Avram is chesed and Yitzchak is gevurah. It's a baruch, it's gematria. With the coil, now, Masbet Indian of coil means you have to add on one, and it's all Indian, why you add on one, but I wouldn't be Masbet now, but Baruch with the coil is about a half a year. Two times Baruch, because Baruch mitzad a chesed, Baruch mitzad a year, it's about to Avram Yitzchak. Yaakov, which is Emes, and Amunah has a kesher, has a shaykhas to this Emes, so Yaakov is gematria two times Amen. Because Yaakov, we know, is composed of Chesed and Gevurah together. Now Yaakov is Amos, he answers Amen on the bracha of Avram Yitzchak. So two times Amen is Yaakov. In other words, two times Baruch is Avram Yitzchak, and two times Amen is Yaakov. Avram Yitzchak, Yaakov, these were the ones that sort of entered the Gan Eden. And they gave ability to everyone else to enter this Gan Eden, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Now we said that there's Inyan of Malach. And Malach is Gematria, Tzav, Ein Tzav, El Avodah Zarah. Sure. Sure is the Koich of Malach. Sure. It says, Koichi, Yoitzim Yodi. Koichi. Yoitzim Yodi. Also, the Yitzchak, El Azeh. My Koich, Avodah Zarah. Sure. In order 30 days, For Pesach, we're working on Pesach. We're Shial V'Dorish and B'Hilchas Achak. Working on Pesach. We know that it starts from Purim to Pesach, we have 30 days. We'll go Barichas, it's all Arichas, it's Gematri three times Amalek. The hours that we have these 30 days is Gematri three times Amalek, because the three mitzvahs of Mechi is Amalek. Machshava, Dibur, Ma'isel, Le'Sishkach, Zohar, Timcha. And so today we're starting a new phase of Amalek, the last Amalek. We're 20 days now after, Hey Nissen, 20 days after Purim. So now we're entering from Hey Nissen till Pesach, we have this last Amalek. So it's 30 days, it's Mechiz Amalek. You know, there's a concept of Chassidus. That's one of the differences between Chassidim and not Chassidim. Chassidim made a real doggish on that. The importance of a minhag. By not Chassidim, halacha is much more important than a minhag. Halacha is halacha. Minhag is only, it's not more than a minhag. In a certain way, it's amis, you know. A minhag is not mamish. So, you know, you could work with Minhagim, you know. You could do the inin of the minhag in a different way. It doesn't have to be mamish like, exactly like the minhag. In a certain circumstances, you could work around the minhag. You could do the inin of the minhag and doesn't have to be mamish like exactly the, it's not, it doesn't have the guidelines that it has to be mamish strict according to, like halacha. That's amis. But bechlal, the inin of a minhag, and bechlal, a minhag, not to be mezalzel a minhag, there was a big emphasis by Chassidim. We know that a minhag has a very high shayrish, even higher shayrish than halacha. You don't look at the importance of something according to how strong the chiyuv is. Many times I think it's very important. It's a very high inyan. It's a big yisoid. And because it's such a high inyan, that's why you can't obligate everyone to do it, because it's really a higher inyan. Not everyone is on, the world is not on the madrega to everyone should be obligated to do it. But it doesn't mean that it's not a big inyan, it's a very high inyan. If you do it, you zoichet a big oir. Even though the chiv is not so much. There are many examples for it, that a minhag comes from sometimes a higher shayrish than halacha. No one could deny that Hakafas Simchas Torah and Shmirat Tzeres could be in a certain way the highest part of the year. The biggest is galus, and the biggest closest to Hashem comes from the Hakafas. Hakafas is barely a minhag. Dancing Hakafas? No, not, I don't know if it's even a minhag. It's hardly a minhag. But Rambam says you can go around and say Torah a few times, Simchas Torah. And many such things. Api Kabbalah, many things are. I'm big Yisoidus. And the whole Hashanah Rabbah, Minag Neviyim, it's a Minag Neviyim. It's a Minag. To be Toivul on the Shavuos in the morning, but Api Kabbalah, it's like the Gemara of the Sphere. If you're not Toivul, it's like a Nidah that counted the Yemei Nidah and it wasn't Toivul afterwards. And it's not even a Minag, it's a Minag by Chassidim, by Mekabbalah. A minhag could mean many times it's from a very high shayrish and such a high shayrish that's higher than the world, so you can't obligate everyone to do it. That's why simcha is not a mitzvah. And we know the word from Rabbi Kalina, simcha is not a mitzvah, but the mitzvah that simcha brings, the biggest mitzvah couldn't bring. Because simcha is something which has to do with loss of love. We can't be obligated anyone in this world to be besimcha. Adayin le samacha kodesh baruch ba'lamai, the Rebbeinu wasn't yet besimcha. But it doesn't mean it's because it's so high, so the world wasn't zoicha to it. But it's a very high inni. So these days, these 30 days of Mechiyas HaMalek, of preparing to Pesach, of being mevar the chametz, of Sha'al and Medorishim, Bilchas HaChag, we have a minig not to do melacha on Purim, and a minig not to do melacha on Erev Pesach. Starts with a minig and ends with a minig. A minig, why don't you do melacha? Because melacha is avodah zarah. You can't say halacha that the halacha is avodah zarah. Once you say such a halacha, people won't go to work. You have to go to work. You have to be mishtabel. You have to have panosah. But b'shoyish halacha is avodah zarah, and there's a minig not to do halacha, not on Purim and not on Erev Pesach. Just like Mechiyas HaMalek, the Rama says when he emphasizes when you say haman by the Megillah. You should make noise, you should clap, haman. It's a minik, he says. And says, "Ein lilig al minik in Hagi Yisrael." You shouldn't make fun of in Hagi Yisrael. Shaloi lechinam. It's not pechinam. In other words, it seems to be that it comes to Mechiyas HaMalek, a minik is very important, because Mechiyas HaMalek has to do with a high oilam, has to do with the lost love of Mechiyas HaMalek, and Durim and Hagim play a large role in Mechiyas HaMalek. In other words, when you do a minik, it means that it's the hergish of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is margish, that's what you have to do. Halacha, even though everything is a minik, but it has to do with the seichel too. The Torah is Mechai. What's a minik? I'm asking a question, why do you do it? What's the minik? Who told you to do it? It's not a mitzvah. I feel it. It's a munah. Bechiz HaMalek has to do with a munah. The Magen Avraham too, and the Ramah, when it comes to this halacha of Arur Haman, of being moicha HaMalek, he's marach very much in the whole lineage of minik. Because a minik has a lot to do, and the whole perik, Makshiv Shinahagu, and the whole perik in Pesachim, that starts with this inyan of not doing a malacha, malchum shenahagu shloi las malacha b'erev Pesach, and then the whole sugi of minig is in shas only agav urcha of this halacha not to do a malacha erev Pesach. So not doing a malacha, that means you're not relying on koyach v'yitzim yodi, not relying on the malacha, but you have a munah. That's why Amalacha is called in Lashon Kodesh Umnes. Umnes Avoisa. Umnes. Umnes is a Lashon Amun. You bring Amun in the Malacha. Umnes is Gematria Malacha, but with one more. The Aleph of Umnes is one more than Malacha. There's the Aluf Eshaloylam, the Rebbein Shalom, whom you trust when you do Umnes, when you do Malacha. No, the real umnus is tefillah. By Klal Yisrael, by Chris Yamsen, it says tafsu umnus avoisa. They were teufels, the umnus, the profession of their office, the umnus, the way of making panasa from the office, the profession of the office. Tefillah, they want to spell them. The Zohar says yeitz adam lavedosa, that's for the shachars. Yitz al pa'ol is that for the shachas. La'dosa de orv is that for the mincha. Say people that, they daven fast, they daven up because they have to go to work. So you tell them, the work is tefillah. Yitz adam le pa'ol is that for the shachas. What do you mean you go to work? You go to daven, that's your work. You have panasa, not from your work, you have panasa, through tefillah. The umnes avoisam is tefillah. The malacha is only a sort of concealment. The person conceals, it has to be with Derech HaTava. The world does go with Nisim Giluyim, but goes with Nisim Nistarim. And this is you have to know, they have to have a munah, it's Koyach HaTefillah. Nach, it's mentioned a few times, the Sarf of Mitzrayim is called Umay. Umay Minoy, in the Poiket al Umay Minoy, that's the Sar Mitzrah. Umay is the Indian of Amun. You say Amun, it's Umnes Avoysa. The Avos, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they're our Avos. There's a Lashon, there's a Halacha, there's a Halacha, we speak about it. There's an Indian which is called Omen Yisayna. Omen Yisayna is very understood, since we said Omen, it's like Yaakov, who is Mekabel from Avram Yitzchak. Omen Yisayna means he's a Yosem, he's not Mekabel for anyone, he's a Yosem. No, he didn't hear the bracha. That's called Amay Yisayim. He didn't hear the bracha. It's Amay Yisayim. He says Amay, but he didn't hear the bracha. He's a Yosem. Yosem is Gematria Avram Yitzchak. He's a Yosem. He's a Yosem from Avram Yitzchak. He's an Amay who's a Yosem from Avram Yitzchak. Purim, Mordechai worked on that to be mal of this Yasmus, this orphanage, and connected to the Avos and connected to the Gan Eden. He asked her. She ate all day. She was a Yisayma. The Oymen as Hadassah. He gave her the Koyach of Amen. And the Reed says, the Zohar says, Vatilbash Esther Malchus means that Esther were the begotten that Adam Rishon had Koyach Machet. That's Pshat. The only time the Zohar says in Parshas Shlach, the only time you find a person should be of the Madrega of Adam Rishon Koyach Machet when Esther, Tilbash Esther Malchus, that's called Kostas Ayur Aleph, she entered the Gan Eden. We'll go, there's a whole Arichas in that, because Esther is Gematria Taru, with Yud, Esther with a Yud is Gematria Taru. Esther means that the Yud is Behester, that's why the Yud is Behester, but really it's Taru, it's the Shari Gan Eden, so it's called the Shari Gan Eden, the Oymen Es Adas. So there's the concept of the Shari Gan Eden. The Shari Azor, or like the Shari Gan Eden. Gemara says, in the city of Alexandria from Mitzrayim, it's Alexandria, it's called Minoy, it's called the Alexandrian Tnach, Noy, and Omoin Minoy is the Sarash of Mitzrayim, who is in Alexandria. Gemara says there was a big, big basic Nessus there, which people were divided in the basic Knesset according to their profession, to the umnas. It was part of the Bismedrash was for the tailors, part was for the plumbers, part was for everyone. Everyone had, and when they came there, so they found the people who were in the same profession. So it's from there they were able to get pranosa. What was the idea of making a Bismedrash according to the umnas? Because they wanted that all the umnas should know that they derive their power to do their umnas from the Beis HaKnesses. The umnas comes from the Beis HaKnesses. They daven for their profession, they daven for their profession, but everything comes from the tefillah. The tefillah is the umnas. It's not melacha, it's umay. Notice, even a person is very far. He's very far from out of the Gan Eden. He has two melacha. So he has to answer Amay, be attracted to the Gan Eden. So you find the Shulchan Aruch, there's a big shaila, this basic ness of Alexandria, of Amay and Yisayim. Because such a big basic ness is that they didn't hear the chazan. So they lifted up the Siddurim, and they knew where the chazan was up to, and they answered Amay. And it's a big shaila if they're yoytze to Amay. The Maisa, you're yoytze with it. In other words, it was like an Amay Yisayim. People were outside the Beis HaKnesses. They didn't hear the bracha. They were in Mitzrayim. They were in the Shivat Mitzrayim, in the Shivat of Malacha. But they used a special, they had a special Beis HaKnesses of Alexandria that they mahapach this Amay Yisayim and make it a kosher Amay. So this is the Shari Gan Eden which gets opened on Pesach. You know, the Shara of the Azor is called Shara Nikna. Because Nikna was someone who wanted, he had Mesiris Nefesh, and he wanted to bring Shorim into the Azor. So he took Nechoshes from Mitzrayim, from Alexandria, two big giant doors of copper from Alexandria, and he tried to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. And he had a big nes. Came a big storm, and the ship almost sank, and there was a big nes, and they swam up, these doors swam up, and he brought them to Yerushalayim. And these are the Shari Nikna, which are the Shari Ganeid. Notice, we're at the Shari Ganeid in Alexandria, the Shari Ganeid. The place of Avodah Zarah, the place of Uman. There's the Sar of Mitzrayim, it's Uman. He says, Koich V'yotzim Yodi. He's Umanus, and it's Koich V'yotzim Yodi. There you could find the Shari Ganeid. It's Amun Yisoyim, but you could find it in the Shari Ganeid. And these Shari Ganeid come to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Chazal say, Nenalu Shari Zazara, and there's a whole Shari of Soyim from Alanais. Yisoyim from Alanais, because Yisoyim come from Alanais. Yisham came from the mysterious nefesh of Nikter, and Nasi Nes and Dal Soysov came a big Nes with Dal Soysov. They were Shorim of Nechoshes. You know, Nechoshes is called the clip of Klippas Noiga of Mitzrayim. Baspari with the coil is Matri Nechoshes. But these doors of Nechoshes, Chazal say, were shining like gold. It changed over from copper to gold. The whole base of was gold. And here he had Nechoshes. But the Nechoshes is Lashon Nachash. They come from the Nachash. And they changed over to gold. But this is the Shari Gan Eden, which become open to us in every Pesach. Every Pesach, you know, people are under Shibbet Mitzrayim. Shibbet Mitzrayim is the Shibbet of the external Adam, the Adam that might think that Koichi V'yotzim Yadi, the Adam that might think that everything is Guf, everything has to do with Guf. He's an external, he's outside of the Gan Eden. So the Pnimi is of the Adam, the Neshama, that gets attracted to Rebbein Shalom. And that arouses the Rachmanus of the Rebbeinu. A Pesach al Shem al Pesach. That's the Gulas Mitzrayim. That's Gulasenu, Val Pedus Nafshenu. The Noidalacha Shir Chadosh al Gulasenu, Val Pedus Nafshenu, Barachma Bemeir Bemeinu Amen.